Our series, Meet Your Mind, A User's Guide to the Science of Consciousness, is supported by Promega Corporation, providing tools and technologies for research in life science, and the Knorr Foundation, exploring meaning and commonality of human experience.
Daniel Kahneman is famous for his research on the strange and counterintuitive ways we make decisions. He's the only psychologist ever to win a Nobel Prize in economics. More recently, he won critical raves for his best-selling book, Thinking, Fast, and Slow. Kahneman's also fascinated by the way memory shapes our sense of self. He told Steve Paulson that our memories can be quite different from what we actually experience.
As you go through life, you live the present, and moments of the present are very short, and then they turn out into episodes. So there is one way of thinking about life or thinking about well-being or happiness is the quality of your experience as you go through life. Occasionally, you stop to evaluate yourself or you evaluate an episode or a meeting after it ended. You say, was this a good episode or a bad episode? This is your remembering self. So the experiencing self is the one that answers the question, does it hurt now? The remembering self is answer the question, how was your trip to Albania? Oddly enough, the remembering self doesn't always know what the experiencing self went through. You know, the remembering self tells itself a story about what happened, and that story doesn't always reflect the true experiences that went on in the past.
Well, you have some fascinating experiments that you did. And I have to say, you're a genius in constructing some of these experiments. And one of them was something called the cold hand situation. Can you explain what you did there?
Yes. We asked people to immerse their hand up to the wrist in cold water, in water at 14 degrees Celsius. On one occasion, they had 1 minute at 14 degrees Celsius.
Which we should say is extremely cold.
It's extremely cold. It's tolerable, but it hurts. Then 7 minutes later, we bring them in and we give them another experience. And the other experience could be 1 minute at 14 degrees, just the same as before. But instead of telling people, as we had on the other occasion, take your hand out, here is a warm towel, dry yourself, we did something else. We opened a valve, and during the next 30 seconds, the water became very slightly warmer. In fact, it got to 15 degrees Celsius. So they had an experience that was strictly worse than the other experience. One is 60 seconds of pain and then 30 seconds of diminishing pain, but still painful, not as good as warming your hand with a towel. Then you wait another 7 minutes and you come to those people and you tell them, well, you can choose to repeat either the experience you had with your left hand or the experience you had with your right hand. What do you choose? And the large majority of them choose to expose themselves to the longer experience. That is, they choose to expose themselves to more pain. Why? It's because it ended well. When we tell ourselves stories, how they end is extremely important. So you can take a bad story and make it better by adding suffering, so long as the suffering that you're adding is diminishing, so that it ends as an improvement.
So you like to play with the way people respond to suffering or the way they think about suffering?
Well, I mean, you know, this is the way that people think about lives. I mean, just think about the role of endings in life. So you have that mother and her daughter, and they hadn't been speaking to each other for years, and the mother is dying, and now they get reconciled, and they have an hour together in which they're at peace. This is enormously important to us. The fact that the mother had the experience before she died of meeting her daughter again and loving her daughter again. Now, if you stop to think about it, the emphasis we put on that is ridiculous. It's 1 hour, and they were estranged for years and years. But what we think about, what our remembering self thinks about, it thinks in stories. And the story of the mother is very different when it ends that way. We're storytellers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've often wondered whether we can ever really call up the experience itself or whether every original experience is tainted by memory. We're always sort of reconstructing it in probably a somewhat fictional way.
Well, that certainly is the case. But in addition, there is a major difference between the experiencing self and the remembering self in how you would weigh episodes in your life. I'll give you an example. Suppose you have a vacation that is 2 weeks long, or the same vacation that is 1 week long, and suppose the second week is just as good as the first. In some real sense, in terms of your experiencing self, the longer vacation is twice as good as the first one, because the second week is as good as the first one, and you had 2 weeks. In terms of the remembering self, there will barely be a difference between a one-week vacation and a two-week vacation if you stayed in the same place, because you are not adding many new memories. So that the evaluation of life and of episodes in life is very different if you take the perspective of maximizing the quality of experience. Very important when we think of people with Alzheimer, of elderly people with deficient memories. They still have an experiencing self. They may not remember the experience that they're having, but they are still having experiences, and you can make those better or worse.
Getting back to the vacation example, I've sometimes wondered whether the most important thing about the vacation is the actual experience of it, hopefully it being enjoyable, or whether it's how we think about it later on, because, you know, the actual experience might only go a week or 2 weeks, but there's a lifetime of what we make of that experience.
Yeah, but there is actually an interesting question, which is how much during the rest of your life do you consume your memories? And I gave a TED talk about this last year, and I told the story of the best vacation of my life, which was in Antarctica, and it was 3 weeks. I know it's the best memory of my life, and I think about it occasionally as the best experience of my life. Now, if I added up how long I have thought about it, you know, in the last 4 years, I estimated it, I mean, wildly as 25 minutes. I mean, in short, very, very little. So the time that we spend remembering and the time that we spend living are on different scales. And yet we give enormous importance to the time we spend remembering and to our memories and to the stories we tell.
Daniel Kahneman is a Nobel Prize-winning psychologist. He talked with Steve Paulson about his book, Thinking, Fast and Slow. If you want to hear more from Kahneman, you'll find the entire uncut interview on our website at ttbook.org/meetyourmind.